Good afternoon, it's 106 with WXPR News. I'm Mackenzie Martin. Power lines in Vilas County will be upgraded thanks to a large federal loan awarded to Bayfield Electric Cooperative. Ken Kroll reports.
USDA Rural Development is making investments through the Electric Infrastructure Loan Program, says Wisconsin Rural Development Director Frank Frasetto. He outlines a Northwoods project.
And in the case of northern Wisconsin, Bayfield Electric Co-op is getting a $5 million loan to build 14 miles of line, improve 30 miles of existing line, and make other system improvements.
The upgrade enables what's called a smart grid, where there is a two-way monitoring of power usage. Frasetto details what counties will see the upgrades.
Douglas is included in there. You got Ashland, Bayfield, and as you mentioned, Iron, Sawyer, and Vilas counties. It even goes into Cogebec County up in the UP.
Frasetto says the lines and upgrade will benefit the Northwoods by improving the affordability and reliability of electric power. Nationally, USDA is investing $345 million in 20 infrastructure projects in 14 states, including the Bayfield Electric Cooperative upgrade. USDA Secretary Perdue presented President Trump with 31 recommendations to improve programs in rural America. Ken Kroll, WXPR News.
Rhinelander will be saying goodbye to a beloved boat at the end of September. The Wilderness Queen riverboat with Wisconsin River Cruises has been sold. Owner Patty Zastro says that moving to Michigan to join her husband has pushed her to sell the boat. Rather than moving somewhere local, it's moving to southern Wisconsin. Zastro made an announcement last Saturday on the WXPR Blues Cruise.
Very sad note, this is the very last Blues Cruise ever on the Wisconsin River. We sold the boat. And the boat is moving down to Lake Delavan. So thank you for joining us for our very last Blues Cruise.
Zastro says they've had a good run.
I've been with the boat for 9 years. I've owned it for 6. And it's just time for the next chapter in our lives. And I'm very sad about it. I mean, it's a great tourist attraction for the area. We get thousands of visitors every year. And it's a great way to showcase our Northwoods.
Zastro says rides will still be available until September 28th.
Oh, yeah, and if anyone wants to get on, I'm still cruising to September 28th.
You gotta love it.
I do love it.
The schedule for the remaining rides can be found at wisconsinrivercruises.com. A VA spokesperson says the National Veterans Cemetery in the town of Cajun, west of Rhinelander, is moving forward as crews have brought in large vaults and have cleared the site. John Knapp is deputy director at Fort Snelling National Cemetery in Minneapolis.
It's about a 6-acre site. It's somewhere in the range of about $3.4 million contract or so. We're proceeding with construction of the new National Cemetery. And currently, we are cleared the site, cleared the trees, graded it, done a lot of the earthwork. And now we're moving towards putting in what is called pre-placed crypts, which are big concrete crypts that caskets are placed in.
The plot is across from the Union Grove Cemetery and was purchased by the Department of Veterans Affairs. Knapp says they have been assigned to oversee what he refers to as a satellite site. Knapp was asked when the construction will be finished.
Well, we're expecting sometime in 2019 is when we will actually be able to be ready for interments in the National Cemetery there. Of course, the actual date is anybody's guess based on weather and construction, but we believe in 2019, perhaps spring to summer of 2019, is a good timeline where we'll be ready for to be open.
Knapp says from his view, the project is proceeding very well. With WXPR News, I'm Mackenzie Martin. Stay tuned. Just ahead, it's Allie Johnson on Crossroads Cafe.